So let's start off with the first. I'm not to Shlosh Nayim yet.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's. But we're not the Shlosh Nayim. We'll get to later because it's big machlokas about that. Let's start off first with the most basic question. Okay. Using the Ritva. Okay. The question is: the Gemara says. Remember, let's go back over the Ritva again. The Gemara says it's called Sefer and it's called Igeres, and then it has Tefira. So according to the Ritva, what's the logic of the Gemara? What's the Gemara doing? You read the Ritva, right? Charlie, yes. Don't give me a svar. I just want to know factually. What does the Ritva say?
So the Gemara is basically splitting up the idea of Megillah into two aspects. One aspect is the internal aspect of Megillah, which is categorized as Igeres. That's safer.
Safer, okay, good.
The external aspect of Megillah, which is categorized as Igeres.
Okay, good. But then when it comes to Tefira, right? Tefira is what? What does the Ritva say? It's very odd.
Both and neither.
Right. He can't make up his mind. He's like, well, it's a suffix, and therefore he says, don't worry about Ibud yet. We'll get to Ibud down the road. But he says it's like what does he say? He says it's he says what do you call it? Where is it? What did he say that again? Whatever. What's his lashon? Right. So it's not from the goof, and it's not. But okay. But let me ask you a question. That's a big problem. What's the problem with that in and of itself? What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that approach? What's the problem with the Ritva saying?
What, it's gotta be one or
the other. It doesn't make any sense. If he's going to tell me that there, it's safer means it's A, and Igeres means it's B, right? So then, what's Tefira then?
In the middle?
Let me ask you another question. I know Ellie's not going to like this question, okay? Let me ask you another question. Why does it have to be, why couldn't it just be Nigeris? Why couldn't the Chazal just say, you know what, we're creating something called Nigeris? But it's not, according to the Ritva, it's not both. Right, but why not just, but let's say, let's make life easier. Make Megillah into Nigeris. Say, you know what it is? It's just a Nigeris. Why didn't they do that? Not philosophically, why? No. Say, what are they constructing here? Well, the Ritva is showing us something very important in how he divides up Sefer and Igeres. What's he showing us? Okay. So that's the starting point. Agree. Zeb is right. There's a starting point is that they want to make this thing. They want to make this thing into what? What? Zeb, if it's called a Sefer, what does that mean? That's Kedusha. Okay. That has to be your starting point. Meaning that they want it to be what? Oh, okay, good, okay. All right, that has to be the start. Okay, so I think... You want to... No, answer that.
Yeah.
Why?
It's more fleshy, but I don't know.
No, I presume...
Oh, because they were...
You asked him, and you presume the fact...
Why else is it more you say?
I think Zev is saying good. Zev is saying that when the Ritva says that it's Dvarim Shebagufa, right? So what does that mean? You're saying that the physical construct of this thing must be... Right, Kedusha thing, okay? And what's the minimal construct required or minimal ingredients required to produce a sefer that's Kedusha? Chatza, meaning cloth and Dio, okay? We'll get to Ibn those other things, and then Tefira will be very interesting. But if that's true, you don't have to agree with that, but if that's true, so what's Igeres then? And remember, in the Ritva, no, he doesn't say that. No, it's not presuming he said. The Ritva, yeah. So the Ritva says, he's very careful, he says it's things that have nothing to do with the goof. And he used the example of the fact that it's red sitting or standing. So, yeah.
So, the way that Sfira said it is that they constructed Megillah as the chefta itself. They wanted it to have the properties of a sefer. But in terms of the action of how it's read, how it's communicated, because of the idea of Presuma Nisa, it's done as an Igeres, not as a con.
Don't say Presuma, no, don't say Presuma Nisa yet. He doesn't mention Presuma Nisa. But I think you're saying is very good. I think you're right. In other words, what they're saying is, well, Ellie, did you hear what Charlie said?
No.
Charlie, say it again. I think this is...
You could just call it, just to really dumb it down, it's Chefta Maisa.
But can you what?
But the idea is that the Megillah itself, they want it to be a sefer, but the way that you do the mitzvah, the way that they want you to relate to it is as an igeres. So the actions that you do in regards to it are done as an igeres.
No. Right, but I think you're going a little off the reservation. I'll show you how. Yeah. Right. Right, but you got to be careful when you say that. Let's go back to what you said the first time. The first time was much better, okay? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Not the two words. Not just the two words. But.
I think they wanted the Chavetz Chav Kedusha, but they wanted to be read as very readily available to mice that anyone could do.
Okay, but see, here's the there's a problem with that, though. You think you're right, but you're not.
Oh, it functions as
it's got a No, that's not true. No, you're right. Yeah. No. Listen. Hold on. I think there's, you'll see as we go through this. What Charlie said initially, I think, is right. You're tempted to think, that's not what the Ritva says. You're tempted to think that he's going to say there's two positive ideas. One is the Chefza must be one that is Kadosh, and there's some other positive idea of Igeres. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that, how is this thing an Igeres? What makes this an Igeres? Not quite what you're saying. Yeah, what makes an Igeres?
So
there's some sort of positive idea that makes it
Igeres,
whereas the Sefer Torah just can't have negative qualities that possible.
Oh, yeah, actually, okay, so it's interesting. You're right, but you got the wrong Shita. That's going to be the Ron. We'll get to that. That's good. No. In other words, what I'm going to say is like this. Yeah. I'll tell you, okay? There's no positive idea of a Kiyomi Garris at this point. There's no idea like that.
Oh.
Trust me this one. I'll show you. Listen to me. Listen. It's not. What makes it an Igeris? What? Right, exactly. In other words, the fact that my Maisa Kriya could be done, that's what he says, sitting or standing, that's not a positive din in Igeres. Right, exactly. In other words, it's not like a Kiyum in Igeres that I can do it either sitting or standing, right? It's the lack of the formalities of Maisa Kriya that Sefer Torah requires that makes it an Igeres. At this point in the Ritva, that's what he's saying. In other words, you're right when you say it's a din of the Maisa. What the Ritva is saying is that it's not that there's a positive, separate idea of a Kiyum Igeres, okay? We'll get to that later on. Rather, right now, what he's saying is the Sefer, it's a Sefer insofar as the Chatz is concerned, but as far as the Maisa Kriya is concerned, what makes it Igeres? The fact that it doesn't have the formalities that normally take place by Kriya Sefer Torah. That's why he used the example of sitting or standing. Sitting or standing is not a Kiyum Igeres. You're asking why they want to make it into I'm not saying that there's no, in the way you read it, it's not an idea in Igeres. What I'm saying is that, but at this point, don't get fooled into the idea of it being Pesuminisa, because Pesuminisa has nothing to do whether you sit or stand. That's not a Pesuminisa idea. We'll get to Pesuminisa, but it's because, one second, it's because we're not ready to answer that question yet. Okay.
I didn't mean Pesuminisa in regards to like an active idea of Pesuminisa. I just meant for the fact that you have an element of meaning, Stam Sefer Torah.
I understand. Listen, I learned from a wise man one time who said it's important to stick to the facts as they're presented on the page. All the Ritva tells us is that he uses the example of sitting or standing. To me, that's a simon for one thing. What he's trying to tell us is that it's simply something that it lacks the formality of Kriya Sefer Torah. Now we have more to explore with that. There's more to explore, but right now that's what I would say. What does he mean by this? He says that Tfira is, it's a suffix, right? What's the suffix? One second, let's go in order. So what did he say? One second, Ibud Lishma, and then he says Davar Shahu Chutz LaGufa, right? Okay, good. No, let's pick up where Eli asked. Ulufikach, okay? Tzvi, would you mind reading today?
Sure.
It's like about halfway down. Lufikach Nagu.
Right.
It's the first one line is Yoshev.
Yeah. Lufikach Nagu. Lufikach Nagu. Rosa Bli Pisuk Tame. Bli Hafsek Hamsuk.
Okay, so that should immediately answer what Ellie just asked. Because what's the Ritva implying? Well, let's pretend. Forget Pisuk Tame for a second. He says you shouldn't have Hafsek Pisukim. Okay. Now, there's two ways you can understand the idea of not having hefsek in the psukim. One way you could say is that it's some sort of kiyum and igeres, but you could also say what? Right. In other words, you're demonstrating this is not, doesn't have the restrictions of Sefer Torah. Right? You could say that. You could say that right now at this point, by not having a break between the psukim, which we'll explore in a second how that works, right?
You're flaunting the fact that it has no din sefer.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that terminology. What? Of what?
No,
you'll see where the positive idea comes from. You'll see it does come up, but not at this point. Not at this point. Look at look at this idea for a second. Look at this idea of not having a hefsek and psukim. Okay, which by the way, I don't know anyone who lanes like this today, but it's fascinating. If someone would. If they were laying in a manner where they go from one pasuk to the other, meaning no break, okay? This is very interesting. I just to go into this for 1 second, take a look at the sheets, okay? Okay, so look at the Rokeach. So Rokeach says, Tzvi, read the Rokeach on the other sheets. Yeah, Miu. Right, so therefore the Rokeach says the minhag is actually to not even breathe between each pasuk. Now I'm not sure where else you would breathe, because at some point on your... What? I know. So, right, so it's a funny thing. I guess so, right. In other words, okay. One second. You're saying good. Look.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Not incomprehensible, but rather you read it in a way... Okay, so one second. Hold on. Okay, did you see? No, that's different. That's a kiyum from the Gemara. That's how we're talking about here. Well, hold on. Aria, hold on. Charlie, look, one second. Do you see what the Mishnah Berurah says? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hold on. What? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Right, uvechol. Likroski Igaris, okay? Notice what he's saying is that when you read it, it has to be read like an Igaris, okay? I'm telling you, let me know when you're done. You're going to run into a big kasha if you go down that road. There's a reason why the Riffa says to say it's a positive Kiyum and Igaris, like some sort of positive, like the way I read it is like Igaris style. It's not going to work. I understand. All right, so what's this machlokas? Yeah. I'm just curious, what's the machlokas between the Rokeach and the Mishnah Berurah? And it's very interesting the Mishnah Berurah could pass against the Rokeach.
Is that odd?
A little bit. It's pretty strong. It's true, but 1 second. But again, when it comes to Nishima, when it comes to breathing in between, I think they're trying to understand what the Ritva is saying. So what are the two possibilities? You don't have to have a deep svar for this.
Okay. So you breathe in between the words.
You need an active Kiyum Igaris versus you just don't require the
focus. That's what we've been saying before. It's not going to work here.
Why not? Positive break.
Try to say it.
No, I mean like...
Are you genuine about that? Or?
No, I'm meaning...
Okay.
There's a breath. You're not speaking there, but you're not doing active myself breathing.
Right.
Myself breathing, I mean, you're not actively stopping.
I agree. There's a Mishnah Berurah saying, you know what he's saying? He's saying that, well, of course, naturally, you're going to always take some type of breathing break between your psukim. He's just saying, make it shorter. That's what he's saying. But it's a basic thing with the Rokeach is suggesting that when you lean it, there's some sort of idea of blasting through the soap sukkim. Okay? Okay. That's what I wanted to bring that in. What? Okay, just saying. Some of the acronym question why the Mishnah Berurah challenges the Rokeach on it. So I've never heard of anyone who... Right. I've never heard of anyone... Well, I do lean it... We'll see. You'll see how we learn this year. I do differentiate between a soap pasuk and a vesnachta and stuff like that.
Well, is that a positive breathing or is that a lack of breathing?
Right. Right. In other words, I stop and I breathe between my psukim.
Do you purpose to go?
No, that would be a problem for everybody.
Can you upload every updated reading this year to reflect this sugya?
Maybe. But here's the big question. If I skip a soap pasuk, then you can't correct me. Meaning if I go right from a soap pasuk into the thing. You know what I mean?
There's no correction of Tommy in any of the McGill's.
I mean, yeah. There's no reason to ever correct
anybody. In a chinamin. All right. Let's go. Weiter. Tzvi. Back to the Ritva. All right. So what does the Ritva say? Okay. Vizem ha-shakasar b'inu ha-i-ga'on zal. Shiposhino saki geris. Okay. Now you're going to say to yourselves, "Well, of course that's sounds like a Kiyum idea, is it?" The only thing is, if you looked at which I'll bring in tomorrow, if you look at the tshuvas of the Gaonim, like Rav Amram Gaon and Rav Nachshon Gaon, they were very opposed to the idea whatsoever of doing what with the Megillah,
fully unrolling.
Right, because they said, "How do you lean it? meaning they held mipi svara. Part of the din in the chafsa is it should be rolled just like a sefer Torah. So releasing it from those restrictions is poshek igaris. It's not a night positive. Why, I never understood that. Why does it mean to say a poshek igaris? It's like positive din in igaris. Is that
you don't do that with every note?
Right, exactly. Right. Do I take notes and be like, here? It's
I don't know. You're usually gonna have a letter.
No, it's that when it comes to Sefer Torah, you have to correct it in a certain way.
No,
the Tana Shor is not a scroll.
So Ariel, there's an easy way. Right. Right. The Gemara never says it.
A letter, not a letter on paper.
Right.
Letters are scrolls, my friend. Letters are scrolls.
The town gavin comes, unroll a scroll, say, here.
On TV.
You don't unroll the entire scroll, you unroll as a reader.
Right.
You didn't have that big of things.
I know, no, I know.
No, it's not sure you don't have to keep rolling.
Right, exactly. That's why Rav Amram Gun said, he said, no, people would roll like a Sefer Torah. You're right, it's not a crazy idea. Okay, Ellie. All right. Speak, go back to the Ritva. Oh, one second. Well, okay, so that's a good question. You'd have to say that Chazal can't, they can't create a new kind of Sefer Shel Kedusha. All they have to create, if they want to give a Sefer Kedusha, it's got to follow the construct rules of any other Sefer. What they can't say is that the way you read it can be different. It's intrinsically Kadosh. It is. It's just that you don't read it with the restrictions that you would by a Sefer Torah. You're still Yotze. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. One step at a time. Go on the Ritva.
What's calling it the same Sefer? What's calling
it? Cloth? D.O.?
No, not what makes it. What's calling it? What are the options? Having to say or not?
I don't know. You know, there's was it? Yeah, that's a good question. But in general, no, that's isn't that the very chiddush here? They're creating this new type of this idea of being read a certain way and.
No, well, you already had a give safer meaning.
Right. So when we get to ksubim and ksubim, okay. You do. Go on. No.
Agave tefira or a tefira. She'ena migufa. It's not outside. Lumi puts the gufa lagamri. It's not totally outside.
Right. See, very careful there. He's very funny. He says it's certainly not part of the physical construction of the or the construct. Meaning, it's not klafidio. But he doesn't say. What do you call it? Lumi chutz lagufa. He says lumi chutz lagufa lagamri, which implies that. Again, come on, that's a hint, all right? That hint is telling you that when it comes to approaching this, how should you approach it? No, better, more precise. What? Okay, he doesn't say it's not migufa, not outside of goof. He says it's not migufa, but don't say it's not chutz migufa legamre, which implies what? There's something there he's implying.
It's a quasi-state.
What? No.
It's not
internal.
It's more not goofa than it is goofa.
Okay. No, not a percentage, right? But I'm saying, because the question is, you have two options in front of you. Do you say this thing is neither gufo or chutz migufo? That's odd.
It can't be neither or both.
Exactly. Right. So, one second. So what's the other possibility?
Quality of one and quality of other.
Right. So then why is it... Right. So why does it say it chutz legamre?
Because it's not, it hasn't have all the qualities, but there's one quality that has standard gufo.
Okay. Speed, go on. Havik ki geris. Uka safer. Stop. That's the only time you see that this thing is both has qualities of both. In other words, when is it a both? It's a both through tefira. So the question is, how so? That's too quick with you. How so? No. That saying definitively. One step you have to explain is what is this the category of tefira. Okay. And the second thing to define is, okay, well, now I understand what the category is. Now, what are they expressing? What's the idea of saying that it's safer any geras? And how is it nicker safer any geras? Because three, and let's use a simple shot, three of the total threads required are gidden. And I can have the rest out of pishon if I wanted to, right? How is that the expression of the idea? In other words, there's two things you need to explain. One is the category, which I think is what you're doing right now. Okay, and then the second step is, okay, well, that's very nice. So why did Chazal mandate, so to speak, that we have to have these three chute gidden? What is that expressing? You understand? First thing we got to take, I think you're saying this, but the first thing we got to take is that, why is Riffa struggling with this? Because what he's saying is that, think about the, and I used that same example too when I was talking to Arindi. So I was like, okay, what's a book? What's a book? It's a good Migdal question. What is a book? So on the one hand, what you would say is that, well, and again, think about it. This will slowly get into the positive idea of Garris soon. But as you think about it, a book is really a lot of pages, right? There's a story on each one of those pages, right? And now, if I write all the stuff out on cloth and DO, right, I have in front of me the entire story of the Megillah. That's without question, right? What does the Tefillah do, though? Right, it brings it together, right? It's mashlim, so to speak. It takes it, in fact, you can even argue, it takes discrete... discrete expressions of story and unites them together to create one entity of story,
but
right?
The entity is not called Sefer.
Correct. Exactly, right, exactly.
The components that are functional right, in that sense.
Exactly. You would never say you have in front of you a book, right, if, on a practical level, not a luckily, practically, you would never say I have a book in front of me if I had a bunch of individual pages that weren't bound together. What I would say is I have individual pages, even though I have all the contents of the story in front of me. I have the pages, and I have the ink. So I have the contents, but I don't have a book. So what the Tefiros do is Tefiros bring about and they produce the same book, right? But that doesn't mean they're part of the actual construct of the thing itself, right? Because the thing itself exists even if I didn't have the Tefiros.
It doesn't itself make it a book. It's one part of it.
If we say this, now the question is, so what's the idea of saying that you need three to be Gidin, because that gives you Sefer, but you could tolerate Pishon, that's Igaris. That's what you're asking. In other words, Eli's right about one thing. I know he's trying to push, but he's right. The fact that the Ritvis calls this thing now Sefer and Igaris is telling you that the three Gidin must be some way reflecting the Chetza of Sefer, because you were violating his Svara. He's not saying that it's Sefer and Igaris and it's a new invention called Sefer Igaris. He's saying that you need three Gidim because somehow they do reflect this idea of Sefer. Right, okay, good. What he's saying is that they say three because three is the minimal shear to have these pages bound together.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm saying the other two figures aren't good.
Right, okay. Because what you're saying is...
Everything except for the three.
Again, I could be wrong, but I think what you're saying is that...
Because you're doing it the other way. Some two figures are completely good, but some two figures aren't good.
Now you're representing that.
But you're saying this thing functions in some capacity to be make this thing safer, right? So therefore,
we reflect that in the standards of saferness that are imbued in it.
Agreed, but we don't require the formal restrictions of.
We don't require the formal restrictions of entirely out of here.
And that's why it's okay just to have three.
Right.
Good.
We only require the minimum, and we also don't exclude the possibility of having Pishon and Kosher.
Correct. Right. Okay. Good. Because that would be a formal restriction.
That's different than saying just those three are actually goof and then the rest aren't goof. I don't think they're saying that.
Right.
And you look at the
Lashon. You're going to be more like the Rambam.
Oh, I said in the beginning I like the Rambam.
Right. So let's just get at the Rambam for a second. Enough with this. You guys have a Rambam? All right. So listen to the Rambam. All right, Tzvi, you have the Rambam? It's chapter 2 in Hilchot Megillah, Halacha Yud Aleph. Ad. Interesting. So his language is very strong. He says, this entire thing must be sewed together. Okay, until it becomes what? That sounds exactly like what we're saying. In other words, what's it doing? It takes it. I have the whole story in front of me, but takes it and creates the idea of what we'll call book. Okay? Okay. Then he says, Ve'ina.
Ve'ina nisferet ela begin.
Kesefer Torah. Okay. Yeah. To make it easy, just to think, if you want to think a little easier way to think about it, in other words, it's like a min-mimino idea, meaning the material you use to sew together the Megillah is the same material the thing itself is made out of.
Correct.
From the same animal. Okay? So the Rambam says, he says, Ve'im tafra shalo begidin psula. Parak beis halacha yud aleph. So I ask you, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas to say, I can only use Gidin, nothing else? Versus saying, no, I can use Gidin and Pishtan. Without going to the sugya of Chute Gidin and their uses in Sefer Torah, etc. We just know one thing, we know, what's the one fact we know for sure? That you can only use Chute Gidin in Sefer Torah. The Rambam says, that's it across the board. The Ritva and Al-Rishonim say, no, a person can use Pishtan as well. What's the machlok? You could say, like Eli's saying, which you could say that at the end of the day, really, this thing is, really, these things are necessary to produce the Shem Sefer, right? So the Rambam's going to say that when he reads the Gemara, he reads this as really being part of the Sefer, right? And therefore, since this is part of the goof of the safer, it's a problem to use anything else. But I think what Gersi was saying, I didn't really want to say it, but I think Gersi was saying was I was thinking that way. The other way you can go is you could say, now this, granted, this is more, the reason why I don't like this approach is that it's more insofar as how you define chutin are concerned, right? Not so far, or lack, right? And it's not as specific as Ellie's trying to say, but it is a little more creative. And it says you could say is that when the Rambam says you can only use chutei gittin, because he's going to say when it comes to sefer, right, there is only one kind of chut that exists, right? Halachically speaking, right? And anything else is by definition, what? Right. Whereas the Ritva and other Rishonim would say no.
A gittin is just
a type.
It's a type of
right. Happens to be that type is what you use for sefer Torah every year, as long as you have the middle. Okay. Right. But the only thing, the only problem with that though is that that's like a universal in, you know what I mean? But it's a nice idea.
Can I find a